107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. It is Wednesday, May 31st, and in case you didn't know, June is Pride Month. It is an absolute pleasure to have AJ Adams join us in studio with Stratford Perth Pride. AJ, it's good to see you.
Good to see you too, Jamie.
Thanks for dropping in. You have got a busy couple of weekends coming up. Obviously a busy month with June being Pride Month, but you've got busy weekends coming up. Let's talk about the big day for this Sunday in Stratford. What's going on?
Yeah, so this Sunday we have back-to-back events. So at 1 p.m. starting at the Tom Patterson Theater, we have the Perth County Pride March. So we invite the entire community, both Stratford, St. Mary's, Perth County, and beyond to come join us. March from the Tom Patterson Theater along Lake Victoria up to Upper Queen's Park, where we're going to have the first annual Stratford Perth Pride Festival.
Right.
Which is a super exciting event. So it's a community-based event with lots of different kids activities sponsored by Camp Out RV. We're going to have things like face painting, a petting zoo, lawn games, some science experiments, bubbles, a bunch of cool stuff. We have the Pride stage sponsored by Home & Company. So we'll have local queer and ally artists. We have vendors from community support groups to local artists and so on. And food trucks, of course. People love the food.
Gotta have the food trucks.
So it's going to be just a wonderful family day from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. In Upper Queen's Park here in Stratford.
Okay, so that is all slated for this Sunday. Of course, we'll pass along all the details available for you on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. So again, it's set for this Sunday in Stratford. We'll talk about the St. Mary's event. Was formerly the Pride Parade, but now it's the Pride March. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So for those who don't know, Pride actually started as a protest and started as a march in response to us LGBTI people not having rights. And there's a rise in hate that we've been seeing against queer people over the years. So Stratford Perth Pride decided to rename it from Pride and bring back that small piece of political element by saying that it's a march, and as a community, we should come together and march together to say, yes, we have tons to celebrate, but we still have lots of work to do together.
Okay, so that is all happening this Sunday in Stratford. And then the following weekend, it's all happening in St. Mary's.
Yeah, so it's super exciting. St. Mary's is a small little town, but with a huge heart. So a similar kind of event to Stratford, we're having the St. Mary's Pride Day, the second annual. So there's going to be also a kids area with a bouncy castle, which is exciting. Vendors, different local musicians will be performing, food trucks as well down there, nice. And drag story time as well, which is super exciting.
All right, and that's, of course, happening at Milt Donald Park, the Flats, and that is the second annual St. Mary's Pride Day for Sunday, June 11th. Again, we'll share all the details on our social media. And there's been great turnouts for these events, not only for the Stratford one, but for the St. Mary's one as well.
Yeah, it's really amazing, and I have a lot of Pride organizer colleagues in big cities, and they're always shocked to hear the turnout and the support that we get here in Stratford and Perth County. So we're expecting a couple hundred people, if not 500 plus people at both of these events. So this is really exciting. We hope as many people as possible can turn out for them.
All right. And again, this is with Stratford Perth Pride. And let's talk about the great news with the Rainbow Crosswalk in front of City Hall with Circle Foods.
Yeah, so we're super excited. So as folks know, there was a Rainbow Crosswalk put in front of Stratford City Hall a couple of years ago. For a variety of reasons, it got to a state where we had to replace it. So Circle Foods and Stratford Perth Pride have been working really hard, keeping our commitment that we were going to get it replaced before Pride Month this year, which we did. So it's super exciting to have it refreshed downtown Stratford and still incorporating the elements of not just the traditional rainbow flag, but also the colors representing the trans community and queer people of color as well.
All right. It is Stratford Perth Pride. Again, congratulations on the refurbishing of the crosswalk, the rainbow crosswalk in downtown Stratford. Now, there's Stratford Perth Pride, and then there's the Stratford Pride Community Center. And I often get asked, what's the difference between the two? Or maybe even folks not aware that there are the two organizations locally, and what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so Stratford's super fortunate for the size of town that we are, that we have two different queer organizations supporting the community. So Stratford Perth Pride, we're a bit more of that kind of traditional thought when you think of Pride organizers, like the event planners for Pride Month. The Stratford Pride Community Center is that physical space for the community here in Stratford and does events and different programs as well, such as Winter Pride and their Pride Guide program.
All right, so AJ, if folks want to reach out, obviously you're looking for volunteers. You have got so many events that are going on and outreach. How can people get in touch?
Yeah, so if folks go to StratfordPerthPride.com/Pride Month. You can learn all about the events that we have coming up, not just at Stratford Perth Pride, but at St. Mary's, North Perth, the Stratford Pride Community Center, as well as some local businesses who are doing events. And please also look at our sponsor list. We have so many amazing community partners and businesses contributing this year, and we really want to thank them all for helping us bring Pride to Stratford and Perth County.
That's what it's all about. Stratford Perth Pride, again, the Pride March is on the Sunday in Stratford, and the Pride Festival all happening at Upper Queen's Park, Stratford. And that's such a great location for something like this festival. AJ Adams with Stratford Perth Pride. Thanks so much, AJ.
Thank you.